Welcome, all friends of following Padre Pio. Today we look at how Jesus institutes the Holy Sacrament, the Eucharist. Hello, I'm Edward Urban with our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, in which we look at the incredible life of Padre Pio, the mystic miracle worker Capuchin monk whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one is needing Padre Pio's help and intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And today we're looking at Holy Thursday, towards the end of Holy Week, and it is the evening of the Last Supper, which is of course the continuation of the Jewish Passover. So Jesus and his apostles were celebrating this, and this is a reflection brought to you from Following Padre Pio. At the end of this Paschal Supper, the Last Supper, having washed the feet of his disciples, Jesus is seated at the table and he puts an end to the rites and the sacrifices of the ancient, of the old law, to institute the new sacrifice with us, which will become the sacrifice of the new law. And Jesus could well have instituted the sacrifice during his public life, but he wanted to. He chose to wait for the night of his passion, in which he to demonstrate the depths of his love, of his charity for us, which would then thereafter attract the hearts of its own to him. So while people were devising the most cruel methods of his death, Jesus instituted the sacrament of life, which was made all the more glorious and profound by the level and depths of his cruel death that he was willing to endure for us. Ponder, O my soul, the magnitude of Jesus' love. While men were inventing injuries, slanders, dishonor, persecutions, and death, the most loving Jesus leaves to us by this testament the most precious gift of the Ark of Divine Treasures. So when us men by our sins deserve eternal abandonment, his ingenious love invents a way of living among us. Behold the generous and admirable charity of Jesus, that not even the torrents of iniquities which surround us, they cannot erase his love. Consider St. Paul the Apostle, as he describes it, the strong love Jesus had for us, that not even the floggings, the scourgings, nor the crown, the spines of thorns, not the nails through his hands and feet, nor the cross, not even all the torments of his passion, that were powerful enough to cool Jesus' love for us. Such is his love. What will then be able to separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation and anguish? Surely not. I'm sure that neither death, St. Paul continues, nor all the creatures in the entire world can snatch us from the charity, the love of God found in Jesus Christ. So Jesus has proved this through his death. And when St. Paul spoke like this, he was not just speaking about himself. His words were being applied. They were speaking to all of us Christians. Yet, of course, can I say the same about myself? The love of Jesus for me or for us is proven. It is undisputed. But mine for Jesus is just so weak that it is erased by the first breath of trial or tribulation. I'm sure many of us like this. How far I am from having the power of knowing how to suffer for Jesus. Not even persecution or death, but just minimal persecution, mortifications for his love. O Jesus, who on so many occasions has nourished me with your flesh, make me feel the effects of your divine presence, to move and excite in my soul, within my soul, love for you. Give me your love, not a weak love, but a strong love, a constant love, like you have for me. And just looking for a practical application now. in imitation of Jesus, who on the night of being whipped and scourged, crowned with thorns and being dealt death for us, he chose to give us the sacrament of love. So may we do all good to those who have done harm to us. And that is the end of our reflection for Holy Thursday. That is on how Jesus instituted the Eucharist, the depths of his love. But you're welcome to continue watching our most popular videos, other videos selected specially for you.